April 20th, Tuesday. What is the difference between man's calculations and God's calculations? In order to engage in war, it's very advantageous to secure as many supplies and manpower as possible. However, God instructed the Israelites from doing so. Where did God base his calculations? You may think that the wars that people fight are accomplished through strength and numbers. However, people are spiritual beings. For that very reason, the role of the Levite tribe, which maintained and provided spiritual strength for 24 hours each day, was extremely crucial. The wars that the nation of Israel fought were not accomplished by mere strength or numbers. Engaging in spiritual war to guard the tabernacle where God dwelled and transporting it into the field to prevent wrath from falling on the Israelites was absolutely more important than the physical war itself. For those reasons, God chose the Levite tribe to solely focus on that battle and exempted them from the census. There is a separate spiritual priority that pastors and field missionaries who are the present-day Levite tribe must hold on to. It begins with gaining spiritual strength. Exempt the Levites from the census. Numbers chapter 1 verses 53 and 54. But the Levites shall camp around the tabernacle of the testimony, so that there may be no wrath on the congregation of the people of Israel. And the Levites shall keep guard over the tabernacle of the testimony. Thus did the people of Israel, they did according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. The time schedule has come to prepare earnestly to enter the land of Canaan. During the time in the wilderness, when there weren't many people, God exempted the Levites from the census. While preparing for war, the larger the number of people, the better. But God instructed the Israelites to omit an entire tribe. The Levites were responsible for the most important part of war, which was its spiritual aspect. You are God's child, who has been called to the Levite tribe of this age. As a remnant who lives in this world without being tied down or chained to it, have you received your role? Number 1. The Hidden Missionary. The seven remnants of the Bible were hidden missionaries. Although Joseph looked like a slave, a prisoner, and even the governor, he was in fact a hidden missionary to save Egypt. Obadiah was the hidden missionary who prepared the Dothan movement. And even though Daniel looked like the prime minister, he was actually an important key figure who prepared for the reconstruction of the temple. Likewise, when you receive God-given strength, you'll become God's hidden missionary who will save the world. Number 2, the secret missionary in the field. You are a field missionary who stands in the field to save it. In addition, you are a remnant who possesses the heavenly throne as your background and follows that answer. And you are a secret missionary who takes the strength from both the church and worship into your fields. Like Joshua and Caleb from the age of Canaan conquest, David from the age of Philistia, and Cornelius from the age of Rome, you are a missionary who will transform and save the age. All of God's people are the Levite tribe. When Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were taken captive to Babylon, they made a resolution that directly connected with God. For their sake, God worked, which led them to become the main figures of the Exodus from Babylon. Although you and your church are small and weak, the start of world evangelization will still take place. Dear God, even today, help me to firmly hold on to your word as my covenant and to stand as a witness who will save this age. I praise you for making me the main figure who will shine your light. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.